My friend, so much is going on in Washington State, not just on a local level, but also stuff that's making national news. I want to make sure that we cover every single piece of it. Let's not forget, well, we got the insanity going on at the University of Washington campus, and there's more protesters out there again today. We also have the budget, which is sitting in Bob Ferguson's desk, and he claims that he's going through it, but we're worried about what he's going to sign, what he's not going to sign. Joining us now to discuss on the KVI studio line, the Republican leader in the Senate, Senator John Braun. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Ari.
Such a pleasure as always. So you guys had a press conference just the other day, media availability. You guys gave a statement about how you're really encouraging Bob Ferguson not to sign this budget. Why don't you sum it up for us?
The bottom line is it continues the pattern of overspending by the Democratic majorities, overspending that we cannot afford, even with what will be roughly $13 billion in new taxes. That's billion, by far the largest tax increase in our state's history. They still rely on a couple billion dollars of budget tricks just to make the thing balance. This continues the overspending addiction that Democrats have in our state.
Do you think that there's going to be a special session if he actually starts messing with this stuff?
I'd say it's 50-50. I mean, I'm worried that what he's going to do is going to tinker around the edges and maybe veto a little bit of the spending and maybe veto a little bit of the taxes, but not really solve the problem. If that happens, I don't think we have a special session. What he needs to do is send us back to the drawing board and say, you got to get it right and you got to spend a lot less money. People in the state of Washington can't afford it.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious if he's going to do that to take some of the heat off some of the other problems we have. He has not spoken out publicly about what happened at the University of Washington. We're talking about over $1 million in damage from the pro-Hamas Antifa activists that were on campus. And then Chris Daniels corners him yesterday, asks him a question. He botches the answer. It's an absolute train wreck disaster. And it's embarrassing that this guy has still not said a word, not one word, about what happened at the University of Washington. Conversely, you came out with a very strong statement about it.
Yeah, I'm a little shocked that my colleagues, the governor, my legislative colleagues have just been nearly silent on this issue. And this is, you know, an absolute injustice. What they did on campus, this isn't about free speech or protests. And we support that, but this not peaceful protests, that is. This was breaking the law, destroying property, threatening and intimidating people, bullying, all the things that Democrats say they stand against. And yet, when folks who look to be politically aligned with them do this very thing, mum's the word. They don't say a word.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, let's take the Jewish angle out of this for a second. Let's take the anti-Semitic. Let's take the politics out of it. They destroyed an engineering building. So then, I mean, once you do that, once you do something like that, then you're already, you know, you've already committed a crime. And yet the Democrats don't seem to care about that. I mean, they're the party of committing crimes.
Yeah, they're basically looking the other way. And I'm pleased at least this time when we've had destruction of property on campus, the university seems to be taking some action and actually holding folks accountable. We'll see if that pans out like it should. But the fact that our Democratic, you know, colleagues just want to ignore that and say, oh, this isn't happening right now, or not acknowledge it, not recognize it. This is political violence. This is breaking the law. This is behavior that cannot go without consequences if we want to have a safe and functioning university in Seattle.
Now, Senator, I noticed that the Republicans are speaking out about this, and I want to thank you and I want to thank your caucus and your colleagues in the House who are Republicans for speaking out about this. But the Democrats, with the exception of Mary Levitt, are completely silent about this. Why do you think they're so scared to talk about anti-Semitism? Why do you think they're so scared to talk about violence at the University of Washington? I think it's got to be more at this point than the violence. It's got to be more than just, oh, well, there are backers.
It's not really clear to me, frankly. I frankly talk to a lot of them privately, and they'll often thank me for standing up and for speaking out against the anti-Semitic behavior we're seeing in the University of Washington and other places. But yet they stay silent. It's kind of dumbfounding. Maybe it's, you know, there is a very aggressive, progressive left that tends to attack their own side when they don't, you know, toe the far left line. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's financial supporters. It's hard for me to tell why they don't do it. But what it is disappointing that whatever the reason is, they don't work past it and do the right thing and stand up for or what's right, stand up for, to protect the people who are being intimidated, harassed, bullied, and all the destruction they're doing.
Senator John Braun, I do appreciate you standing with your convictions. I appreciate you standing up for the Jewish people. I appreciate you standing up for law and order. I appreciate you standing up for all the taxpayers here in Washington. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.